All right, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, every single one of them. When you think back to the cross, you're thankful, right? And when you're thankful about something, what you're really doing is thinking about the cross. T-H-A-N-K and T-H-I-N-K are the same word. Look it up in the etymology. Why are they the same word? Because everything goes back to Jesus at the cross, his shed blood. Now, I'm here to activate you. I'm here to activate you. I've been activated by the Holy Spirit. I'm here to activate you and push you towards that Holy Spirit of truth. I've talked to so many people in my life, you just don't know. From rideshare to hospitality to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. I've talked to so many people, to Yahoo, just listening to people talk on Yahoo a long time ago when I had the chat. So I know your belief system. I don't care who you are. Now recently, let me rephrase that. If you've ever faced off with a psychopathic, narcissistic, Jezebel, DeLulu person who seems to have a brain, who seems to have logic, who seems to be able to think, you think, what is running these people? What's running these people? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. I got my power back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whenever I face off with somebody that I've never faced off with before, even though I see glimpses of other people and other programs, when I face off with a person who's running on a program that I've never seen before, I've seen it, but I've seen it in multiple people, right? But when you see it conglomerate into one person, you're like, and then you see them, they seem like they know the truth, but then they reject the truth. They know the truth. They don't know the truth. They reject it. And it's like they expect you to follow some truth and some rules of normally socially acceptable, but they don't follow any of those rules. Now, I really had to meditate on it. And I did this for, I had to meditate on this for like 6 months. And I finally, praise God, see, if I face off with something and it knocks me down or knocks me back and I'm like, what is going on here? I want to know what is behind it. What's behind that person's personality? What's behind that system? What's behind that corporate system? What's behind that country? What's behind all of it? And we know it goes back to narcissism, but what's behind narcissism? I'll tell you what's behind narcissism. I know it sounds crazy, but there's something deeper than narcissism. It's called the flesh mind. Now, those who go strictly into the flesh mind, here's what happens. So the flesh mind is Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21. What are those people? You know, who are they, even human? What are they? Well, I believe the archetype of those people is the Nietzsche doctrine. Now, I could be wrong, but hear me out. I never studied him. I just asked AI what Nietzsche believes, you know. And so, in a nutshell, let me give you the answer before I talk about it, and it'll take you a while to see it. And you might not ever see it. If you can hear me, praise God. If you don't, if you can't hear me, Lord help you. Because this could save your life, especially if you're younger. It could save your life now if you're older. All you have to do is flip that switch in your mind and change. But most people don't, because they've created a pattern so long they won't change. What's behind Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21? They want to be rebellious. Why do they reject the Apostle Paul? Why do they reject the Bible? Why do they reject the New Testament or the Old Testament or certain passages? Why do they want other books? They're rebellious. How do they justify their rebellion? Because they'll say this. You had one YouTuber on there, his name was Mac. I don't even know if he's still on there or not. I don't even know if he's still alive. He's probably dead. Because he's so against. But he's the epitome of it. These are Gnostics and know-it-alls who don't have a clue. They think they do, but here's the deal. Well, they'll say, well, Jesus preached freedom, 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 freedom. And Paul's putting you back under law. Jesus preaches freedom, but the Old Testament is not even real because Jesus came to show that the Old Testament, well, Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets. Yeah, the law was given. The law was given to wake you up to your sin. But these kind of people can't admit sin. They're in churches. I've been married to one of them. She says, I've never been a sinner. Well, Jesus didn't come to call the righteous but sinners. So how does Paul fit into all this? The Nietzscheans, or whatever you want to call these doofuses, rebellious, they want to be free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But the Apostle Paul tells you something. That the flesh is nothing but sin. And if you try to be free in the flesh, just like Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, they wanted to be free in the flesh. They wanted to be free in the flesh. They wanted to be free in the flesh. And the flesh is nothing but sin. The blue sky is the law. Anything under law is flesh. And if it's under law, it's sin. It's flesh. And God was trying to show you through the lamb slain before the foundation world, through the laws, and even the Apostle Paul's teachings, and all the dispensations. God is trying to show you that your sin stinks to the high heaven, your flesh is nothing but sin, and you deserve hell. And the only way you're going to escape is appropriate it by faith, receive Jesus into your heart, receive the Holy Spirit, and start walking in the Spirit. I'm not saying that you have to walk in the Spirit, but I'm saying if you want peace and joy and love and all that, you take up your cross, deny yourself, aka the flesh, and walk in the Spirit. So when you walk in the flesh, Romans 8, you shall die. When you walk in the Spirit, you shall live. So these rebellious criminals, I know they're criminals. Anybody who's in Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, I know they're a drunkard, a criminal, a murderer in their heart. They are psychopaths. Nietzsche was a psychopath, and anybody who's trying to perfect the flesh or be off, maybe they realize they can't perfect their flesh, so they go off the deep end and become more evil. Well, I can't fix myself. I was born this way. My stepdad said that 10 years before he died, 10 or 15 years. And on his death, I was at work in my office with the blueprints in front of me. The phone rang. You got a call. I said, pass it through. Secretary said, you got a call. I said, pass it through. My stepdad in the hospital said, I just got saved. I wanted to let you know. He was one of them. My mom, him, my dad, all my family. Well, I can't perfect my flesh, so I'm just going to be pure evil. I'm going to just enjoy life. I'm going to go chase skirts. The women chase the men. The women become harlots and whores and prostitutes. And the men become pimps, and even in families, there's a lot of marriages where the man's pimping out his wife. That's sad. They stay married as an agreement, but there's no real reality. That's fake reality, and they destroy themselves. So Nietzsche was a psychopath. Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21 leads you into being a psychopath. And so if you don't think, well, I can't fix my flesh, so I'm going to just let it all hang out. That's because you're a psychopath, and your flesh is a psychopath. And you're going to burn. You don't understand walking in the Spirit, because what you do is, okay, so you read the Old Testament, you read Galatians, you read Ephesians, you read Romans, you read Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul says, wives, submit to your husbands. Now, why would he say that? He says, let no woman be a preacher. Why would he say that? Because Eve is the flesh side of Adam. And she has to be under authority. And don't think Adam ain't under authority. Adam's under God's authority, and he's usually under a government authority to hold him in check, and a boss usually, unless he's the boss. But then he's under authority. Even the CEOs are under authority of the investors. Everybody's got authority down here, and if you want to run loose and be a loose cannon and all that, you're destroying yourself. If you hate authority, I watched most of my family, they hated authority. And they never got anywhere in life, and they died young. If you hate authority, you're going to die young, because God works through authority. Wake up. Wake up. You're lost. You're hell bound. And you say, well, I can't keep the law, so I'm just going to go cut loose. Yeah, you're going to cut loose. I'm going to drink all I want. I'm going to eat as much sugar as I want. I'm not going to fast and pray. I'm not going to take care. I'm not going to go to the dentist. I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm just going to just cut loose and live free and see what happens. You don't take opinions or advice from anybody else. You think you know it all because you rejected the Bible. You think you're God. I know what you are. And so the reason I have my power back is because I had to say, what is going on with this person? Because this person seems, in one hand, they seem like a saint. On the other hand, they look like a devil. They're actually a devil in disguise. And I'm saying, what motivates them? Why? How can they justify evil when it's clearly written and that is common knowledge in society that this behavior is evil? But they justify it. A player is evil. Somebody who's playing multiple people is evil. Period. If you're future faking, you're evil. If you're gaslighting, you're evil. If you're trying to steal somebody's property, you're evil. Evil. You're evil. If it's a man who's evil, you've gone back into the flesh. You might as well be Eve, little girl. Because you don't want to submit to God. You don't want to endure hardship as a good soldier. You're just a weakling. You can't endure hardship. You're a weakling. You're a little girl. Because you don't want to submit to authority. You think you're going to be... every man that I've ever seen that leaves authority figures and goes out and he doesn't submit to any kind of authority, he's got his own little business, he destroys himself. I'm talking about family I've watched. I talk about people I work with. I know one person right now. I trained him. And he didn't know how to do something. I said, well, that's easy. Just look it up on YouTube. Watch a video. If you're such a highfalutin maintenance technician, then look it up. If you don't want to listen to me and I'm trying to tell you, well, you should have pulled this up and showed me. You want me to pull a toilet up off the floor to show you how to change an O-ring, and you're 40 years old and you ain't never done that before in your life? Why are you even in this field? Because he was a slacker. He was rebellious, and he had his own little landscaping business. They fired him, and then the other company fired him that he went to. Now the next one's probably gonna fire him, and they'll probably call me and say, hey, we need a worker. My point is, I've seen the rebellious men and the rebellious women. The rebellious men end up in a halfway house. The rebellious women go into harlotry, and they have all these men that just use and abuse them. It's not real love. They end up by themselves in a hotel room, and they're sitting there crying a river, and they're sitting there drinking and smoking their cigarette and sitting on the bench saying, oh, poor baby. Well, you rejected God and His Word. You rejected the truth. You didn't want to know what walking in the Spirit really was. You thought walking in the Spirit is just letting the flesh run wild. But walking in the Spirit is not letting the flesh run wild. Walking in the Spirit is taking up your cross, denying yourself, denying the flesh, and letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. And I see it everywhere I look, and I see these people destroying themselves and complaining about the system and everybody else, and they are the problem. The reason the system's crashing is because they're lazy, and they are the problem. The reason your life is crumbling because you are the problem. The reason you have no peace because you're the problem. You're trying to you're trying to cut loose and just enjoy life and not have any discipline, not have any correction from any authority. God works through authority. You don't want anybody to see. You could save your life if you would just say, if it's a woman, you just find you a saved man and submit to him. He ain't gonna hurt you. He loves you. He's trying to help you rise up. But you think he's a beast when you're the beast. If it's a man who's acting rebellious, go find you a job. Submit to that boss, whoever it is, no matter how evil they are. They ain't gonna beat you in this society. So submit to that boss, do your job, and watch. And then watch what happens in your inner man. You're gonna rise up in the spirit. You're gonna learn to deny yourself. You know, some of these people talk about jogging and exercising and lifting weights. Yeah, okay. So you can. Apostle Paul, he says, I bring my body under subjection. Nietzsche, who's a psychopath, would call him crazy. He would say, oh, he's going back under law. No, he's going back into freedom. He's leaving the flesh and going into the spirit walk. The flesh is nothing but sin. You have to die to the flesh. That's not law. That's crucifying the dead flesh and rising up in the spirit. Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. You can't hear me is because you got pride, which is the flesh, and you're going down. And watch, you'll see that everything I said is going to come true unless you get born again and get right. The harder you try, the worse it gets because the energy of the flesh is weak. And the more you exert the flesh, the worse you get. You become a stalker, a psychopath. You become a profane. You become everything. Out of your mouth is cursings because you're going down to where hell is, where it's just cursings and blasphemy. You're a heretic. And a heretic, after the second admonition, I reject. But when I say strike three, I'm done. And if I stick around, it's because I'm studying what your belief systems are and how you ended up being a psychopath. You're going down. You better get born again. And this is not a joke.